Last night in Tampa, Hillsborough County Republicans elected Deborah Cox Roush to be their new chairperson. Meanwhile, Pinellas County Democrats will vote for a new chairman tomorrow night. Ramsey McLaughlin, Mark Hennessy, and Jack Killingsworth are the candidates. Tonight, we speak to Jack Killingsworth, who was just on the ballot in Pinellas County last month, where he challenged longtime incumbent Supervisor of Elections Deborah Clark. He lost. Killingsworth is an electrical engineer, where he worked locally for Raytheon and Honeywell for close to 40 years. He's a former treasurer for the party and is the founder and director of the Florida Democratic Party's Netroots Coalition. WMNF asked him what he can bring to the party that currently isn't being done right now.
My entire campaign is based on a focus on local elections. I think that the trickle-down economic policy the nation has followed has failed us, and the trickle-down political philosophy that the Democratic Party locally has followed has failed us. You know, trickle-down economics only works, and trickle-down politics only works for the people at the top. I want a Democratic Party that will focus on local elections, and we can get success locally, then that success can bubble up to the state level and then bubble up to the national level. And I don't think that we've properly focused on local elections in the past, certainly not in this last election cycle where no Democrat locally won, and only one Democrat's House seat was won, in spite of the fact that Obama carried Pinellas by, 8 or 9 points and carried the state by 4 or 5, maybe 6 points.
Right. Well, let me ask you this, Jack. Of course, you were running supervisor elections against the incumbent Republican Deborah Clark, who's been around forever, seemingly.
Yeah.
In this.
Yeah, over 30 years in elections.
Right. And let me ask you this. As a candidate, were there things that you thought that the party could have possibly done for you that they did not do for you?
Absolutely. They promised to get out the vote for the get the Democratic vote out. They failed. They raised a lot of money, spent most of that money raising money, and they did not do the mail-in that they promised to the Democratic absentee voters. They said they would do a mail-in to all the Democratic absentee voters. They did not do that.
We're speaking with Jack Killingsworth. He's a candidate for the Pinellas County Democratic Executive Committee chairmanship, which is going to be voting on this on Thursday night. Jack, you mentioned the Obama campaign, and certainly in terms of the Obama campaign in the state and in the county, had a lot of volunteers. They actually had a lot of resources because they had a lot of money at their disposal.
Right.
And they certainly did have what some people say is one of the best, you know, presidential campaigns a Democrat has certainly ever run in the state of Florida.
Absolutely. That is all true.
So can you see trying to maybe utilize some of the techniques that they used in terms of getting out the vote, in terms of locating voters, in terms of canvassing, to use some of those particular skills that can be trickled down to the local level?
I think that the Obama volunteer, many of the Obama volunteers are also going to be members of the new Democratic Executive Committee. They are new members, and they'll be voting this coming Thursday. I think that the talent and skills that that group of people bring to the local Democratic Party is extraordinary. I've looked at the background and resumes of many of those people. There are more PhDs and attorneys in this group of DEC members than I've ever seen. And I've been a member of the DEC since the early 90s. So we have this group of people that will organize and run the Democratic Party locally for the next 2 years, possibly 4 years, are the best, most talented people I've ever seen.
Right.
And they bring enormous skills and ability to the party. If we can get them to focus on local elections for the next 2 years, next 4 years, and get some local success that will bubble up to the top, we will have a fantastic Democratic Party.